Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
Mark Reardon.
It's Donald Trump's party, and his GOP opponents can cry if they want to.
Woke has to stop. Because along with everything else, it's destroying our country.
Mark Reardon.
We'll fight hard.
Sitting in his golden palace, Mar-a-Lago, muscling other countries like he's Tony Soprano with a social media site.
Woke is bullshit.
This is the Mark Reardon Show.
All right, hey, professional radio guy opening up his show without headphones. That's a little risky this afternoon, but I forgot them in the other room, and we're starting the hours a little earlier. Maybe you've noticed that. So Ethan's going to bring my headphones. I'm going to put them on.
Oh, there they are.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Hi, Fred. I haven't seen Fred either.
Hey, good to see you, Sue.
How the trip was good?
Oh, yeah, it was great. And Mark, without headphones, it's like driving without a seatbelt, isn't it? Kind of feel
I think
naked
it might
there.
Be worse than
yeah,
that.
I can't even plug them in. Oh, that's awesome.
All right, you're
I
good.
I don't do that. There we go. Oh, my goodness. I don't do that very often, but every once in a while. I mean, I just looked at the clock and, well, nobody really cares, right? But the show open was going on, and I was not prepared. I was ill-prepared to do the show. By the way, I'm sort of, I think, representative of yesterday, what happened in Sue. We talked about a little bit at the beginning of the show. I'm ill-prepared to handle anything in my life. I got a puppy that is running rampant in my house right now. I did post.
So cute!
I put an X tweet, whatever you want to call it up there, of Max is his name. He's only 11 weeks old. I don't know what to say
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, I got gotcha. You.
And we'll talk about the guy who runs that company here in a second. But I did put some video up, and look, this dog is adorable, but for anyone that's had a puppy before, it is hard work. And my daughter, I'm very proud of her because she is stepping up to the plate. She's got to handle a lot at home because my wife's out of town. By the way, Fred, I didn't tell you this. Becky is currently, maybe not now, but as of 10 minutes ago, in the basement of a hotel in Independence, Missouri.
No kidding.
Because they have a tornado that was ripping through there that touched down. Yeah.
I was listening and watching the coverage on the TV channel in Kansas City. And it's like it's going past all the sports complexes that they're trying to fund during the special session and headed into Independence.
And you know what's crazy about that? And Sue, I don't know if you'll know his name as much, but I think you might. So Alex Gold, who is on the other side of the state, he does radio at one of our Odyssey stations. A couple of years ago when we were talking about the sports wagering, I found Alex or Fred. I don't know how we found him, but I said, hey, I think this guy will be good to discuss some of the stuff relating to sports wagering. And then we've kind of used him, even when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, he was kind of our, you know, parade correspondent. He's in town, and I walk by his studio, goes, hey, are you Mark Reardon? He goes, Alex Gold. I'm like, well, can you be on my show this afternoon? Well, he had some other responsibilities. Of course, the Royals are in town.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So he was doing his show talking about the Fred alluded to the special session. We're going to talk with Nick Shore about that a little bit this afternoon. But I have to start with Elon. And it doesn't surprise me. And Sue, you haven't heard about the tweet yet.
No, I've been in history of the Lou land.
Here we go. Here we go. And Phil Holloway from Fox, one of our favorites, and I haven't hooked up with Phil for a while. That sounded dirty, didn't it? He's going to join us a little bit later. And all of this ties in so nicely because there's a guy from the Free Press named Joe Nocera, who's going to join us in the first segment here after we do the open. And we're going to talk about how government works and how it doesn't work. But here's what Elon said. This was 2 hours ago. I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it. And one of the
good because why? I don't understand it either.
Okay, it's very nuanced.
I'm sure
it really is. And the problem is, and this is what Joe's going to tell us in a few minutes. There's a stark difference between what government is and how it works and how you want it to work. Okay, it would be awesome if someone could wave a magic wand. They cannot. They tried to do it with Doge, right? We went after USAID. We highlighted a lot of the things that should be cut. But in this process with reconciliation, there is no ability to do that. So here's the choice, all right? And I don't want to be apologist for the members of Congress who I do think in many cases don't have the intestinal fortitude to make the tough calls. And by the way, when you talk about pork, some things we need, we all pay federal tax dollars, and some of it should get kicked back for projects in our own state. But there is no ability to do what Elon wants to do, and he doesn't really understand why that is. So now you have a situation where he broke bad on Trump, and they were asked about this in the briefing earlier this afternoon.
How mad do you think President Trump is going to be when he finds out that Elon Musk said, I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it.
Look, the president already knows where Elon Musk stood on this bill. It doesn't change the president's opinion. This is one big, beautiful bill, and he's sticking to it.
So here's the choice. I mean, I'm just going to lay it out. I'm very honest about where things are. I've told you it gets repetitive for me to say that I've talked about this for three decades, because I have. I've talked about this for three decades. You cannot get to a level of spending without addressing the entitlements. You just can't do it, right? This is separate from that. And yes, there's a lot of spending in here, but there are also tax cuts for everyone that stay in place. If, in fact, they don't do anything, if that's the choice, you got Rand Paul making noise in the Senate, even Josh Hawley doesn't like some of the things with Medicaid. If that's the choice and they don't get a bill to the president's desk, and yeah, it's overstuffed because that's what they do. That's what they're good at in Washington. So you got choice A. Choice A is you get some form of this bill to President Trump. You take the good with the bad. The good would be the farmers are given a big, big break here with the estate tax. You got farmers all over the country that are killed by some of these tax structures. You have every American, literally every American, whose taxes will go up if they don't address this right now. So there's a lot of good in this bill. And there's a lot of bad. A lot of it stinks. Some of it is an abomination. Can they address that then in the following months and year and a half before the midterms, because you have a clock that's going to run out? Well, I don't know. We had Jason Smith on, who's the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, last week. And, you know, I don't know if they can do it. I really don't, because I haven't seen anybody in Congress do it for a long, long time. So here's a little bit more from the briefing. Here's Caitlin Collins from CNN, who I just detest. But she actually asked a pretty good question here.
On the big, beautiful bill, you said recently that it is, quote, blatantly wrong to say that it adds to the deficit. You essentially said that an estimate from the Congressional Budget Office and other scorekeepers you believe are wrong. But Republicans like Ron Johnson and Rand Paul disagree. They are saying that it will add to the deficit. That is their concern. Is the White House's position that those two Republican senators are, quote, blatantly wrong?
Okay, before I play the answer, here's the deal. They are. They're not wrong. Ron Johnson is telling the truth. Rand Paul is telling the truth. I'm trying to tell you the truth. But again, You have to take, unfortunately, the good with the bad. So here's her answer, because she's not going to say that that they're right. So
those senators, it's not news that they disagree with this president on policy, and the president has vocally called them out for it and for their not having their facts together. I would add the Congressional Budget Office has been historically wrong. In fact, they predicted the Trump tax cuts from the president's first term in 2017. Their prediction was wrong by $500 billion. Those tax cuts had nearly $500 billion more of revenue than the Congressional Budget Office scored. And we are very confident in our own economic analyses of this bill. There is $1.6 trillion in savings.
Okay, well, it's going to add to the deficit. I'm just going to tell you right now. But this is what I love. You got Chuck Schumer out there. Here's what he says.
I want to share broadly how Senate Democrats will fight this bill with every fiber of our being. It's going to be a long and drawn out fight.
That's hilarious because, look, let's face it. They want more spending. They don't want less spending. They want more spending.
Doge is going to cause lasting damage to the American people. He ought to be apologizing to the American people for what he has done.
All right, shut up. We don't want to hear that. But this, the only reason I played Chuck Schumer is because I wanted to play John Kennedy. And John Kennedy is one of our favorites, senator from Louisiana. This is just perfect. And I guess some of you have to be a little informed about what Chuck Schumer looks like and how he acts in front of the camera, but this is just classic John Kennedy.
I don't care about your boss.
Why not?
Because they don't have the votes.
And it's not about their tactics, it's just a math problem.
What tactics?
Well, Schumer says we're going to fight. He used that term 12 times in this letter.
Yeah, when he did it, did he just do his arm real weird like that? Chuck always says he's on fire. Not nice, I'm not Chuck, but... You know, they don't have the votes. It's just that simple.
I love the it's true too. The Democrats can't do a lot here because they don't have the votes. But I love how he alludes to how his arm is held in a particular way. It's just it's a great visual that was conjured up there by Senator Kennedy. I would argue very strongly that Joe Nocera, who I've been wanting to get on the air here, he wrote this column for the Free Press, "Why Doge Failed," is very well timed for what we're experiencing here with this tweet this afternoon. And I don't know about you, Fred. Let's keep a close eye. If Trump says something specifically here, my guess would be he'd be rather diplomatic. I don't think he's going to beat up Elon like he would other people because he appreciates the service that Elon did, give to the country. But this is going to get kind of ugly, and it's going to give Rand Paul and Ron Johnson a little bit more ammunition, if you will. But we're off and running here on a Tuesday edition. Of course, we got Sue's News in the next hour. We have a lot of great Riley Games Day. Jen Say from XXXY. A lot going on here this afternoon. Phil Holloway.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores!
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Well, I'm going to introduce my guest here in a moment, but he could not be better timed for this moment because we mentioned this in the open. Elon Musk tweets out just a couple of hours ago, "I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it." What's interesting is one of the first responses is, or at least it comes up on X as a relevant reply, is Constantine Kissin. I'm a big fan of his. He's a British satirist and author and really great on commentary overall about politics, but he said this. He said, "I think this is what happens when a normal person is confronted with the reality of politics. It's dispiriting and infuriating in equal measure." And I think it was more than a week ago, it was the 28th of May, that I found this column by Jonas Serra in the Free Press. I love the FP. I've recommended it to a lot of people. And his title was, or the headline was, "Why Doge Failed. You can't fix the government unless you know how it really works. Musk never did." And this is so true. And Joe, I want to welcome you into the fray here this afternoon. Thank you so much for joining me. But you could not be better timed this afternoon because your column essentially speaks to this moment exactly, doesn't it?
It does. Although I must say, Constantine, as much as I admire him, he just described Musk as normal.
Well, you got a point there. You do have a, because he's not. I mean, if we're just being honest, he's a little bit oddball, to say the least. But I want you to share the story of Charlie Peters, because this really resonated with me. Because here, I did my show open, and I can say I kind of agree with Musk, but I also don't agree because there's things in this bill that I think need to happen, but it is so complicated in the federal government and these members of Congress, they call it the swamp for a reason. So tell the story of Charlie Peters, because I think this is important.
Sure. Charlie Peters, who I worked for many, many, many years ago, he was the founder and editor of the Washington Monthly. He came to Washington with the Kennedy administration as a member of the Peace Corps. And his title was Director of Evaluation. And it was a very unusual job. There was no other job like it in the entire federal government. What he did was went out into the field, and he watched the Peace Corps people working in various countries, whether it was Kenya or whether it was Egypt or whether it was South America somewhere. And then he would come back and he would write a report, sometimes nice, sometimes blistering, and handed in to Sergeant Shriver, who was the head of the Peace Corps then, and changes would be made as a result. What are we doing wrong? What are we doing right? How do we do it better? What I said in my article was that, Charlie really understood the Peace Corps ultimately, and he knew it better than anybody. He probably knew it better than Sergeant Shriver. And the way that you fix the government, to fix the bureaucracy, is you have people who serve in that role, who are directors of evaluation, for lack of a better word, and who, come in and watch and say, well, this agency, which was designed to eliminate locusts, well, we don't have locust problems anymore.
Right,
so
right.
Why do we still have this agency? That sort of thing. But on the other hand, they can say, the IRS would work a whole lot better if they had updated technology. Why don't we get that for them? Spend it on that instead of 80,000 new agents.
But one of the problems is you mentioned that he wrote a book called How Washington Really Works, right? And he describes how, and this is what's frustrating, I think, that the sole focus of government agencies is to ensure that their budgets never shrank, right? So, and I've used even, I can use the Department of Homeland Security. We are in the aftermath of 9/11. We think we have to do something. It has grown, I want to keep people safe, Joe, but it has grown to be this enormous bureaucracy. And let's face it, if we looked at the budget, it has grown every single year. And that's what happens in Washington.
100%. And to the point that, you know, I'm sure you've heard this story. You know, if it looks like you're not going to spend all your money by the end of the fiscal year, there's a mad rush to get the money out the door. A mad rush in agency after agency because they don't want to be put in a position of having the OMB, the Office of Management Budget, say, oh, you didn't spend all your money, so we're going to give you less. It's almost unthinkable that something like that would happen.
So one of the lines that you quote from Charlie is, suppose you work in the Department of Energy and the energy problem disappears. What will happen to you? Well, the answer, of course, is that you'll be out of a job. Thus, the better course of action is to pretend you're working on the energy problem, thus ensuring your job security. I mean, I think that speaks volumes even to what Elon tried to do. When you look at some of the things that were, you know, out there that a lot of us said, okay, that's crazy that our taxpayer dollars are going to this. But then when you think about it, over the course of decades, and I voted for Ronald Reagan. That was the first president I voted for. And I've heard these promises for decades from Republicans saying we're going to shrink the size of government. It never happens. It just never happens.
Well, it actually has happened once. You're not going to believe this. After I wrote that story, I got a manuscript from somebody who shall remain nameless because we might publish it.
Okay.
Where that said that actually once in the history of the United States, the government was shrunk and it was done by, are you sitting down for this?
Yeah.
Calvin Coolidge.
Oh, okay.
Calvin Coolidge.
Well, I would say in the modern era, but that is interesting. But the numbers here are quite staggering because in that book, we're talking about, and I'm in a freshman high school in 1980, $579 billion is the federal government. We are now at $6.8 trillion last year. But what
it is astounding.
It is, but I keep always, and I've said this over and over, it gets repetitive, you can't address a lot of this. I mean, they can do what they want to pick around on the discretionary spending. You just can't do it without the entitlements involved, and nobody has the guts, the courage to talk about that.
No, that's 100% correct. Everything Elon did, even in the best of all possible worlds, was on the margins. The Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and the Defense Department, if you add those up, that's two-thirds of the federal budget. Now, you're not going to cut defense, at least not right now. No. The world is a dangerous place. So, you know, what are you going to do about Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid? Now, you know, a lot of people are dependent on Medicaid, and you see Republican congressmen, senators like Josh Hawley.
Yeah, Hawley's got
saying,
involved
don't you dare touch Medicaid. That's because he knows it's ruinous politically if they do. But, you know, what should you do about Social Security? I mean, I paid into Social Security my whole life. I'm getting it now. I don't want to lose it, but, you know, do I really need it at this point in my life? Probably not. You know, same. And I'm on Medicaid.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm on Medicare. I'm on Medicare like many people over the age of 65. And you know, it's a treasured program. So, again, you know, you cut those programs or even talk about those programs at your peril.
I was having conversations in the early 2000s. I was at WTMJ in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I had a friend here from Missouri. He was the 9th District Congressman, Kenny Hulsoff. Great guy. He was a former prosecutor. Kenny went to Washington, ran for governor. It wasn't well-timed. But when I get up there, he says, you have to meet Paul Ryan. And he tells Paul Ryan, you have to meet Mark Reardon. Now, it's a danger, Joe, for me on a conservative radio station to even mention Paul Ryan's name, right? He's persona non grata. But in the early 2000s, Paul Ryan was pretty damn serious about at least reforming Social Security. And he was a policy wonk, and he was trying in the first Bush administration. That's the last real effort that we've ever had.
I agree with you. And Paul Ryan did become persona non grata because, well, you know why. He wasn't MAGA enough, and he wasn't Trumpy enough. And that's just the way it is.
And I'm going to take some calls in the next hour. Look, a lot of people are going to be pretty hacked off about this bill and say, oh, spending. But to your point on defense, we have Boeing here in St. Louis. There's a lot of money that flows through these contracts, right? A lot of money. There's people that have jobs. They keep their jobs. That's what makes it so complicated, I think.
It absolutely does. Take a simpler example. The Army has been trying to close down bases that they don't need for literally generations. But all those bases are in congressional districts.
Yeah.
And all those congressmen go crazy, and they insist that the bases be kept open. And, you know, that's just, you want to talk about waste, fraud, and abuse? There it is, right there.
Yep, it sure is. Joe DeSera, thank you so much. I'm a huge fan of the Free Press. You guys are doing great work over there. And again, this could not be timed better this afternoon. I appreciate you jumping on here in St. Louis with me.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
That is something we're going to do in the next hour. I do want to talk about DOGE and the spending cuts. It is Telephone Tuesday, so after Sue's News, we're going to address that issue. I'll be very curious to see what people think about that tweet from Elon Musk. Phil Holloway will address that a little bit, too. He's coming up next. Fox News contributor, great friend of this program.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Oh my gosh, there's so much good stuff today. Sue, Phil Holloway is going to join us here in a moment. But you know, there are two jail escapees still at large in this manhunt in New Orleans. And one of the dude goes on Instagram and says a bunch of stuff. So Antoine Massey is the guy that has gone on Instagram. Have you heard this audio yet?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so he's making some claims here.
Asking for help from the world, from Meek Mills, Lil Wayne, Youngboy, Donald Trump. I'm asking for these people. I couldn't even get a lawyer. I couldn't even afford a lawyer to prove my innocence while I was in Orleans Parish jail.
Yeah, so he's making some claims about what happened with this maintenance worker, Sterling Williams, who was arrested last week. And he's the guy that was involved in the mistake. And this guy is also accused of threatening to stab Williams, and he sort of addresses that.
The guy who said that I threatened him with a shank, the maintenance guy, how could I threaten you with a shank? You can't come around me. You're a maintenance. You cannot come on the tills without a deputy being behind you.
All right, well, he may have something there. And then one more thing here.
He said that I broke out. I didn't break out. I was let out.
Again, a little truth to that. Phil Holloway with us, Fox News contributor. Phil, how are you this afternoon?
Man, I'm doing great. Always great to be with you. And it seems like we always have these just crazy criminal justice stories every time we talk. And this one really is something else. I tell you, that guy says a lot, right?
In yeah.
That video that he posted out there, some of it actually I might agree with, specifically like he talks about, you know, the feds need to come in and investigate this jail. He's not wrong about that.
No.
They can do like they recently did in Rikers Island. They've done it here in the Atlanta area in Fulton County, which is where I am. You know, there's a lot of jails around the country, quite frankly, that are just civil rights abuse factories. But that doesn't mean that you get to just walk out the door. Even if somebody does let you out and you know you're not supposed to be out, guess what? You just confessed to the crime of escape. And so he's leaving this digital trail behind him, and he will be caught eventually.
You know, what's interesting is, like, in most of these situations, you'd say, look, this guy, it was serious charges, right? He was convicted of second-degree murder for a shooting on Mardi Gras in 2018. He has, you know, domestic abuse charges, et cetera. But when I heard what he said, I'm not trying to go, you know, and be sympathetic on him, but some of what he said actually, to your point, kind of made sense and should be followed up on. Now, two things can be true at the same time. He escaped. All right, let's just be honest here. But he kind of was let out too, right?
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, if there's one thing we can agree on, I think maybe the three of us, me, you, and that guy can agree on, is that the Orleans Parish sheriff is, frankly, just incompetent because, you know, she failed to do even a basic crime scene investigation at this dysfunctional jail. And the DA had to come in, I think, a week or a week and a half later and try to do one after, of course, the crime scene had been completely contaminated. And so this is the same sheriff that's running this jail. And how many jail employees now have been charged as accessories to this? I've lost count, quite frankly. But many things can be true, but he can be guilty of escape. It can be true that he was let out by some incompetent or basically a criminal jail employee, or he could be lying. You just don't know. But the bottom line is he's supposed to be in jail. He knows he's supposed to be in jail. And guess what? He's not in jail. So he's guilty of escape. We know that.
I mean, that's pretty bold to be an escapee and everyone in the country's out on the lookout for you. And then you put that up on Instagram. That takes, you know what, that takes cojones, Phil Holloway, doesn't it?
He's not where he is in life because he's the smartest egg in the basket, okay? So, look, you just got to take it for what it's worth.
You also have to wonder, you know, look, we've had situations here with progressives. We just booted out our mayor a couple months ago, Tashara Jones, thankfully. And I know that you know who Kim Gardner was, our prosecutor, who got booted out a couple years ago. And then we had Cori Bush, you know, Cori Bush. They did this thing where it was black girl magic when they were all elected at the same time. And I'm not even kidding you. The first thing they did that weekend was they go to the St. Louis Workhouse, the jail downtown. So we have people who are taxpayers, who are victims of crime, that never, under any of those three that I just mentioned, got much attention at all. And a lot of people got off the hook when Kim Gardner was in that office. So they went to be empathetic toward the prisoners. Now, I think we could probably agree that some jail conditions around the country might not be where they are, and I think we're learning a lot from this. But there doesn't seem to be a lot of thoughts sometimes from these progressives on the actual victims of crime. It's always the criminals, Phil. It's always the criminals.
It's fashionable, Mark. See, that's the thing. It's fashionable. It's trendy. It's the wokey thing to do. But what they just don't understand, or they fail to realize, or maybe they're just too dumb to get it, that the ones that they are catering to, the criminal element, they're not the ones that are going to be putting them into office. It's going to be the people who are concerned about crime in the community. It's the people who are concerned that, you know, their lives and their property are at risk from these criminals who seem to be running amok with no interest in stopping them because of these types of prosecutors. You know, this is part of the whole problem with modern or today's Democrat Party. They can't seem to see the forest for the trees right in front of them. And that tree, of course, is the, you know, this woke ideology. And that's just what's going to be bogging them down for could be many, many, many election seasons to come if they can't figure it out.
I do feel like we're moving past some of that, because even here in St. Louis, you know, with booting out the mayor. Now, we had a snowstorm and it was, you know, really, really bad over the winter and people couldn't get out of their streets. So there was a culmination of things with our mayor that led to her, you know, eventual departure from City Hall. But I do think, and this is interesting, just the time that we're in right now. If you go back a month ago, all right, there was a lot of hyperventilating out there in the legacy media about the father of the year from Maryland and all this stuff. And now you kind of look at what's going on. Inflation's kept in check and, you know, we have other positive things going on. And then maybe the media understands that gangbangers should be booted out of the country and their narrative didn't last. So I do have a little bit of hope that, you know, the actuality of where people's minds are in this country, because a lot of people are just common sense, that we're making progress. But don't tell Tim Walz that, because he's still a clown.
I mean, I don't know where you want me to start with that. We could talk about that guy all day. But, you know, we see these, you know, we see senators going down to, you know, hold hands and sing kumbaya with terrorists after they get deported. It's just that the left just always finds themselves on the wrong side of these issues. It just blows my mind.
What do you know about this guy? And I've only seen limited coverage of this, and I know Fox was covering a little bit. The guy that they're calling the Devil of the Ozarks down in Arkansas.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's got a little law enforcement experience. And, you know, I don't know how much that's really helping him, because, look, I've got law enforcement experience, but I don't know that I'm going to be well-suited to go to ground and live in the wilderness. I'm not like a wilderness survival expert. And, you know, I guess to some degree, maybe he does know a little bit about police tactics, but it's a little bit bewildering that he's not been caught yet. I know that he will be caught, just like they seemingly almost always are. It's just a matter of time. But there's a lot of folks in the media that give him a little too much credit for being, you know, a former sheriff. Just because you maybe once wore a badge doesn't necessarily mean that you're, you know, a wilderness survival expert and that you can survive on the run without, you know, resources, without money, without access to your network of support. Indefinitely, because at some point he's going to have to come up for air, and that's when he's going to get caught.
So I retweeted something from your Twitter feed, Phil Holloway, earlier today, where Elon Musk, and you brought it to my attention because I missed the original tweet by Elon. He says, "I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous Portfield congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it." That he's not being shy. I mean, he stood shoulder to shoulder with the president the other day when he said his farewells in the Oval Office. But that's pretty hardcore from Elon Musk right now.
It is. And then right now, the homepage for FoxNews.com, it's got Musk calls spending bill disgusting abomination, even as the White House defends it. And so I think, though, I mean, Musk is not wrong that this does increase the deficit, and it's not what a lot of people thought they were getting when they were supporting this bill. But Stephen Miller, if you pay attention to what he has said and others, he kind of points out that because this is reconciliation versus a regular type bill, there are limits on what they can cut, and that they need to go in later and make those cuts. Now, if you could trust them to do that, then that plan might work. So, you know, I do see both sides of this, but it is fascinating that finally someone with the platform that Musk has is really holding, I think at this point, the Senate's feet to the fire. I think they could cut a lot more from this. I think they could do a better bill, but I still also think that there are limits to what they can do through reconciliation.
So we talked earlier about two things being true at the same time, and I would actually say that this is true here. I just had, in this previous segment, a guy by the name of Joe Nocera, who is over at the Free Press, and he wrote a piece that caught my attention about 10 days ago that was called Why Doge Failed. And the point that he made, and he kind of did a little backstory here that goes back to 1981, when you had a kind of an examination. Charlie Peters is the guy that he was talking about, who's the editor of the Washington Monthly. He served as John F. Kennedy's West Virginia campaign manager, and then he arrived in Washington to join the Peace Corps, brand new organization. And his title was Director of Evaluation. The job was to look at the Peace Corps at location, spend some time, and find out what was working or what wasn't. That sounds a little familiar with Elon. So his point, and the audience just kind of heard him tell this story a few minutes ago, is, you know, Elon Musk didn't understand how government works. This is what's frustrating. I know why they're passing this bill. Everyone's taxes are going to go up. I've been preaching on the radio for 3 decades about the, you know, the entitlements and the spending, the out of control. If you look at 1981 versus where we are right now, it is absolutely stunning. $569 billion budget in 1980, $6.8 trillion last year. So I give the Senate and the House and the leadership and, you know, even Jason Smith, who's the House Ways and Means Chair, I give them a little grace because you just can't snap your finger. I know they tried to do it on USAID. This is tough. And you know, all these people are entrenched. They call it the swamp for a reason, don't they, Phil?
Yeah, well, it is. And this bill, it could be improved on there. I think you can get it to a point where it sort of raises the deficit less than it does now, which is a terrible way of looking at things. But I don't know that we can trust these people.
And no.
I'm talking about all people in Congress, right? Because they all have their own constituencies and their own kingdoms, and then they sit atop their own little kingdom, and they've got to try to bring home the bacon for that kingdom, every one of them. And so this is baked into the pie that is Washington. It's just sort of how it works, and that's what's so frustrating. And ironically, that's, I think, part of what at least swept Donald Trump back into the White House is this. A lot of people are just tired of business as usual. And then guess what? Even with Elon Musk and all those folks, we're getting business as usual. And it's very frustrating. I can certainly see it.
I'm going to ask the audience. We do a little thing here called Telephone Tuesday. I don't very much take calls that often, but we do on Tuesday afternoons. And one of the questions is going to be, you know, did Doge fail? And obviously, if you're judging by what Elon said today, maybe you would think so. But I do think it's more complicated than that. And I think the ultimate judgment will be, and I'm with you, I don't trust them, will be when and if they do something more about it. But here's what I keep preaching, and they're not going to do anything about this. You cannot touch these numbers unless you address Social Security and Medicare. And nobody, well, Trump's already ruled it out, right? He's not going to touch it. Nobody has the intestinal fortitude to be honest with the American people because they're too worried about their own asses.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about, I will vote this way only if it doesn't hurt me politically. That's how they all operate. And like I say, if they're not seen as being able to bring the bacon back home to their district, this particular spending project or that spending project, you know, and that's what gets them reelected. They can tell their people in their congressional district, look, I brought federal money here. We use taxpayers' money from Arkansas to fund this project over here in Savannah, Georgia, or whatever the case may be. And so it's really all about how much money Congress members can bring back to their district.
Yep.
And as long as that's the way it operates, we're going to keep getting business as usual.
Phil Holloway, awesome to hook up with you again. It's been a little bit too long, but I'm glad to have you back. Thank you so much, Phil.
Always happy to be with you guys.
I got to tell you something about the bumper piece here, this music. It's by a dude or a band named Somber, S-O-M-B-R, and it's one of my favorite songs right now. It's called Undressed. You had a dream, you wanted. But Sue, here's the thing that's annoying to me. And this happens with songs. The opening beats of that song are, I mean, exactly the same as a song that I really like, and I can't remember what that song
is.
It's not what you think, because some people have tried to guess. It's a song that
something
I'm guessing.
Something for the People. What's that band?
Foster the People?
Foster the People.
Yeah,
I think
it's
sounds
not,
like that.
It's
no?
not that. Well, look, beats are similar, and it may be something along those lines. But the song that I'm thinking of is very specific. It's an alternative act from just a few years ago. And I know I've heard it a bunch of times, and I've even tried to match up the lyrics anyway. It's just one of those things that's kind of driving me crazy.
Gautier? Right, is it the Gautier song that sounds like that?
A little bit, yes, but that's not the song
that's
that
not
I'm
it
thinking
either.
Of. But it does sound like that.
Yeah.
You're right. And again, the beats are often, the chords are similar,
yeah.
But it's a song, I'm going to figure it out.
Okay.
One of these days, I'll figure it out, and then I'll tell you, and I'll match it up, and then you'll say, no, it doesn't sound anything like that. You put this next story sort of on my radar. I had not heard about this, and I'm not familiar with the Joe Fosse Sausage and Sandwich Factory. Thank you very much. What the hell is wrong with me? He was stabbed at the deli last Wednesday, according to the building manager, Tom Cole, who's the founder, was attacked on May 28th by a man who entered the restaurant, walked behind the counter, and stabbed him in the throat and in the chest.
It's unbelievable.
Well, not only that, but it was caught on surveillance tape.
Oh, gosh.
So this is all on video, and let's hope, because you know what happens, and I can't help myself, someone will do a Freedom of Information request and they'll get this video and then it'll go viral out there because they're trying to get clips, and you know, then it'll be national news. But how awful is that?
Yeah.
The person who did this is named Terrence Bise, 44 years old, so I don't know if it's Bise or Bisse, who was listed as homeless in city records, later charged with first-degree assault, armed criminal action, and resisting arrest. One of the things that I shared with you, when you showed me this story, it reminded me of a post that I saw last week from the Old Rock House, which is downtown. It's a great music venue for people who aren't familiar on Broadway, just down from, well, not too far from, you know, Busch Stadium.
Yeah.
and that area down there. Someone had gone through, and their post about this, I think it was on Instagram, was very empathetic. I would argue a lot more empathetic than I would ever be. But they said someone, and maybe I should be a little bit more empathetic because I have my own mental crisis that I've dealt with here in the last few weeks, but someone who was in mental crisis literally smashed out every damn window that they had.
Oh.
I mean, there was just all broken windows. So this is, you know, and I've had to talk to my daughter even about this because she's been to Las Vegas. You see this level of mental illness. I've seen it more in Vegas on the Strip. You walk around the Strip.
Weather's better.
Well, maybe that's it. But you have people. Look, there's homeless people and there's mentally ill homeless people. And then you have a different category altogether. I've walked by people and I've seen this, you know, even at the corner, not too far from where we are right now across from Stiefel, where they're just completely yelling to nobody that's there, having full-on conversations with people and yelling, it looks dangerous. And in this particular case, it was dangerous. Now, it's kind of a miracle that the dude survived, I think, and
yeah,
he's being treated
it
right
is.
Now.
It is.
All right, we're going to break for this hour. When we come back, one thing I'm going to talk about is, and I think you're going to appreciate this, Sue, I don't even know myself anymore. There's a couple of habits, you're going to be proud of me on one of them, that have changed. I'll give you a little bit of a puppy update.
Oh, good.
We were talking about the movie Fletch last week. Remember
Love
that?
Love it.
I watched Fletch over the weekend, as promised. There was an amazing catch. I would say Arenado's catch was better a week ago, but the Detroit Tigers with Flaherty on
Ooh.
The mound, there was this real cool catch, and we'll paint the picture of that. And also we'll have a Tuesday edition of Sue's News. And, of course, it's Telephone Tuesday. So if you didn't hear the show earlier, all the buzz is about Elon Musk and me not being able to pronounce the word that Sue just had to share with me.
Sausage.
But we are going to take some, maybe I'm just going to have a hotkey that says that word.
That's fine.
I'm afraid to even try it again. I don't even know why that was so tough for me, but now it's in my head. But we are going to take some phone calls in the next hour on Elon's tweet. And we'll get to Nick Schor, state senator, talking about the special session coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Hang in there.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.